Okay, we're recording.
Are you usually the sun right now?
I don't know. There was not much was shown.
Ready when you are.
Okay. All right, welcome to the Cabazon Water District Finance and Audit Committee meeting for, what's the date today? Tuesday, December 16th, 2025, at 5 p.m. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. Ready to begin?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Roll call. Director Melissa Carlin.
Here.
Board Chair Terry Teacher.
Here.
And General Manager Michael Pollan.
Here.
All right, so under the financials tab, we have the balance sheet as of November 30th, 2025. On line five, we have the total cash and investments, which is the district's Chase Bank, LAIF, California Class, and cash balance. That was at almost 2.6 million as of the month end. And then way down on line 36, we have the total liabilities, which was at $346,527. Any questions on this page? Going to the actual, the budget versus actual. And again, this is as of November 30th, 2025. On the left, I'm going to just explain what's on the sheet again. On the left side, we have the title of what that line item is. For column A, we have what we spent or earned in November 2025. In column B, we have what we have spent or earned since July 1st, 2025, start of the fiscal year. In column C, we have what we budgeted for fiscal year 25-26, so that will be July 1st, 2025, all the way through June 30th, 2026. And then column D is column B compared to column C, so what we've actually spent compared to the budget. And we should be at 42% since we're 5 months into the year, the fiscal year. But first, we have the revenues. And I'm just going to call out a few that are way over or a little way under. On line seven, we have basic facilities fees, which is for new service installations and upgrades. And now we're at 110% of the year. We budgeted for 4 new 3/4 inch services and 4 new 5/8 inch services, but so far we have 5 3/4 inch services, 4 5/8 inch services, and then 1 3/4 inch upgrade from a 5/8. So we haven't earned all of that money yet, but we will before the end of 12 months. On line 13, we have miscellaneous non-operating income. We don't budget anything for that because that's just for random income. We have $38,000 in that line because we sold one of the trucks. On line 14, Main Street yard sale. I am having him remove that. That wasn't supposed to be on there this year. It was from when we sold the property last year. So it will not show up ever again after this month. On line 15, we have interest income for investment accounts. So that's for our LAIF and California Class accounts. We try to put as much money in there as we can, and we keep our general Chase account at $250,000 or less. I think right now it's at around $250,000. So once it gets over that, we'll put more money in the California Class account so we can earn more interest. But right now we're over budget at 59% just because we have more money in there than we planned for and interest rates are higher than we expected. So total revenues on line 18, we're at 44%, so just a little bit over. Moving on to expenses. Line 26, we have total payroll, which is at 40%, so we're pretty much right on track for that. On line 36, we have facilities, wells, T&D, other. That's kind of just for maintenance on anything that's not the wells. Right now we're over budget at 92%. We had some SCADA work done, or we had the SCADA computer upgraded, and so they had to do some work to set that all up. We had clay valve maintenance on two of the vaults, and then we also had to replace the batteries for the heli hydrant because they were stolen at well one. Line 43, dues and subscription, that's only at 7%, so it's way under budget right now because most of the annual dues that we pay are in April or the start of the new year. More are in April though. Line 45, we have printing and publications, which is over budget at 161%, but we only budget $500 for that. We spent $807 mostly due to the general manager job posting. And then there were some flyers that we had to mail out for other things throughout the year. On line 46, we have computer services, which is at 76%. I am looking into this because I believe they're overcharging us for server maintenance. On the most recent invoice for Visual Edge, which is the new IT company that we got, it says they're maintaining 6 servers, and I believe we only have 2 that they're supposed to manage. So that's like, I think, $600 more per month that they're charging us, so I'm looking into that. Any questions on this page?
No.
On to the next one. Line 51, financial audit. It's just a little bit over at 54%. We finished the audit for fiscal year 24-25. So the next time we should see any activity in this line is when they start the audit for 25-26, which won't be until like probably April. For legal services, line 53, we're only at 16%. We only use legal when we absolutely need to, and so far we haven't had a lot of activity for that one. We will have, we got a couple bills in December, so we'll see a little more activity next month. And that's all I was going to point out on here. So line 76, we have the total expenses, which is at 40%. So far our expenses are a little bit under budget at this point in the year. At the very bottom, net income slash loss. Right now we're at a net income of $184,000. We expected to have a loss at the year end, so we're on the right track. On to the last page, capital detail. So for line 5, we have meter replacements. There is a bill that I need to recode because we got new meter box lids, dual check valves. And something else, but I need to break apart the invoice. I put the whole one towards meter replacements, but only part of it's supposed to go to meter replacements. The rest is supposed to go to line maintenance and materials. So this number is going to change next month.
Okay.
Line 6, we have rate study, which is at 63%. We'll probably get a really big bill this month since they're finishing it up, and they had to do some final work for the finalizing the rate study, which is supposed to get approved tonight. And then line 7, well 2, facility building. We're over budget at 119%. We budgeted $25,000 for the electrical stuff at the well 2 building, but we're not doing that this year. Instead, they did the concrete border driveway there. So we're going to put off the electrical for another time. And that's all I got, unless you have any questions about any of these other things.
No. That's it?
Anything else about financial stuff besides that's not on here?
Yeah. I mean, anybody that wants to join online, they can get that.
No, let's adjourn to check signing then.
All right.
Thanks. 5:09.
Yeah, basically during